not every company is like that, but the more progressive companies, supermarkets and restaurants, things that are like service based, where you know you have people who are talking to customers a lot, they will, if they're with it, they will offer you a little pronoun name tag. In my case, my store wasn't doing it, and I actually had to fill in at a different store because they were shorthanded. And that store, there was another transgender person who had made the buttons a thing. She gave me one, and then I brought it back to my store, and that's how I got it. So it's not a thing that happens everywhere, but it is an optional thing in a lot of workplaces. And honestly, it is really, really helpful. Because when you're dealing with people all day, pronouns can be a very sensitive thing for transgender people. Everyone is different with how they interpret it, but being called the wrong pronoun can be very hurtful if you're trans. For me, I feel like I have a pretty thick skin. People call me he and sir a lot still, because I still kind of look like a man. Or, you know, it's ambiguous enough that I get it a lot. And usually it doesn't bother me that much. But when I'm at work, I'm dealing with people all day long. So when you're being called sir, you know, maybe like 30 or 40 times in a few hours, then it does start to, like, wear you down after a while and frustrate you and start to make you feel upset. Like I said, I can handle it, every now and again, it really doesn't bother me at all, but when it is a part of my regular day, and I'm doing it all day, it really did start to make me miserable.